We are back.
Yeah, you notice I got my shorts on today. I don't know if any of you are watching the live feed, but I got my shorts out. And you know what happens when the shorts are out. I'm not going to get graphic or dirty, just in case you have new listeners. And they're like, oh, I want to tune into this Rob Zicari fellow. I want to hear how awesome he is. Because I hear he's awesome. And then they hear me talking dirty about my shorts. I don't want to do that. All right, so let's... I'm just typing what the segment is, guys. Remember how we do this. Oh, God, I'm dying. But I had such a good sleep last night. I really did. And I don't have a lot of good sleeps. I wake up a lot at night. Not in the beginning of the sleep. Not like the first 2 or 3 hours. As soon as it hits like the fourth hour, I'll wake up and I turn and I toss. And it's just not pleasurable. But last night, man, I slept good. I don't even think I woke up once. Such a good sleep. I feel rested. I feel like $1 million. Well, not really. I feel like maybe $1.50. I feel like $1.50. All right, so listen. The new polls just came out. Quimbiac. All right. And of course, Quimbiac is drastically different. Drastically different than the ABC Washington Post poll. Remember, we talked about that ABC Washington Post poll. ABC, which is George Stephanopoulos, okay? And remember, they're also the ones that did the Donald Trump Hillary, the when he went after Hillary, the speech where not the last one where Trump was in front of a wall of trash cans yesterday, whatever the hell he was. Not that one. The one before that. And we haven't even gotten to that. That was a good speech yesterday by Trump. But we haven't even talked about it. It seems like every time Trump has one of these speeches to deliver, something happens. Remember the last time he gave that speech, the Hillary Clinton speech, and then like a day later, you had Orlando. And now he gives a speech talking about the economy in front of a wall of like crushed cans and stuff. It was very artsy. People are like, oh, he's standing in front of a garbage wall. Well, if you want to be nasty like that, I mean, it was art. It was like a whole thing. They didn't make it. It was like a monument. It was like an art exhibit. It was some thing. I'm not like, oh my God, I want that in my house. But suffice to say, it was something. And then all of a sudden, a terror attack. So that's all everybody's talking about. It's amazing. If I was Alex Jones, I'd be talking about the White House along with the Clinton people are piped into the terrorists. So when Trump gives a speech, they're like, all right, tell Haji to go. Do it. Now, I'm not Alex Jones, so I don't believe in that crazy of a conspiracy. I'm not talking about chemtrails and other goofy stuff like that, but it is bizarre. You got to admit. I mean, the coincidences are just bizarre. It's like Trump speaks, people are like, great speech, terror attack, bah! Shift the media, shift the attention. Trump speaking again, great speech, terror attack, bah! It's like, what? So anyways, remember, the ABC poll is also part of the Stephanopoulos and also part of the crew that did the fact-checking when Trump gave a speech, and they're like, well, when Trump said Hillary wants to bring in X amount of refugees, he's true there, but he lied about this. He lied about that. And when Hillary Clinton talked about being under sniper fire, she did lie about that. Little girls did greet her. But she later then said she misspoke. Misspoke. She didn't misspoke. Misspoke is, like I said, hi, that's Bill. Oh, it's not Bill, it's Frank. I misspoke. When you're creating a story about sniper fire and landing, and you're now Brian Williams. you're now Brian Williams. So that's that crew. And then they left out all the other stuff about Hillary getting all this money for speech. They left all of that out because they'd have to say, that's true, that's true, that's true, that's true, that's true. That they couldn't spin. So ABC, George Stephanopoulos, they despise Donald Trump. And then Washington Post, we all know Washington Post. We all know Jeff Bezos. We know Amazon. You know, Washington Post, that's his little toy. Because he doesn't want to be the guy that made billions selling dildos and sex lube. I mean, that's Amazon. It's like eBay. So Amazon had to get into some type of business so Bezos could go to parties. And everybody would run up to him and rub his bald head or whatever the hell he likes people to do to him. Oh, write something good about me. It's the Washington Post. Please, write something good about me. So Bezos put 20-something reporters to go after Trump. And they, on a regular basis, it's just like every day. Every day. Every day they go after him. Every day. Every day. Every day they do something. Every day. So, Washington Post and ABC News, they got no integrity. Let's put it that way. And they got no reason. They got no reason to give Trump anything, any bone. It just, whatever. So, how do you create a narrative? How do you make people who are on the fence, go to one side? How do you pull people to the liberal side? How do you pull people to Hillary Clinton's side? Well, you put out polls that go, look, Donald Trump's getting hammered. Nobody wants Trump. They're afraid of Trump. And to the sheep. To the sheep out there, they go, I'm just a sheep. I'm just one sheep. I don't want to be the odd sheep out. They all must know something that I don't know. I want to know what they know. I want to be part of what they know. So what do they say? Everybody's voting for Hillary? Okay, I'll vote for Hillary. So that's what polls are there to do. Let's face it. So that poll came out, and it was just 12 points for Hillary. Every category, she's destroying Trump. And even in the category that Trump is strongest in, white men, Hillary's even. I mean, the poll was just disaster. It really was. And everybody talked about that poll. Yahoo's your browser. You go to Yahoo. You go to your mail, wherever. What's the headline? Polls come out, Trump's in trouble. Polls come out, Trump's in trouble. Polls come out, Trump's in trouble. You put on CNN. You put on all the networks. And everybody's talking point is, well, did you see the newest polls? Now, remember, at that same time, NBC came out with a poll, NBC Wall Street Journal, that had Trump down by 5. And the numbers were more in line with what we've all been seeing. Trump is within 4 or 5, which is striking distance, and he's within, 2 to 4 in certain states that are battleground areas, Ohio, Pennsylvania. You know, those Rust Belt states. And we've seen poll after poll within that striking distance. And we even did a bit a week ago where we said, man, with what, 2 or 3 weeks of Trump getting beaten to death by every media and entertainment outlet there is, getting beaten to death by his own party, getting beaten to death by past president, just getting annihilated and still being within striking distance, still being within 4 or 5 points is pretty remarkable. Not running ads. When you hear Hillary Clinton just spent $15 million at the ads in Ohio, and Trump has spent nothing, and he's in striking distance in Ohio, that's remarkable. It really is. It's remarkable. It's amazing. So we talked about that then. So then the Washington Post comes out, the ABC poll comes out, and it's like Trump sucks, Trump sucks, Trump sucks, everybody, Trump sucks, Trump sucks, Trump sucks, everybody. Every channel you put on, Trump sucks, he's losing, he's gone, he's done. The Never Trumpers are really going to put a move and push to take the nomination away from him at the convention because now they know they can't win. He's getting hammered by Hillary. I mean, that's what that poll was supposed to do. Forget the NBC poll. Forget that. Washington Post, 12.12, blah, blah, blah. And now all of a sudden, we get a Quinnipiac poll. And guess what that poll is? Are you ready? Okay. 42% of the voters favor Hillary Rodham Clinton. And 40% prefer Donald J. Trump. What was that? Yes. Seems pretty drastic. Seems pretty drastic. Now, we forgot to add in that Washington Post poll. Was heavily skewed. It was heavily skewed with Democrats as far as their sampling. But that's another story. That's another story. So, yes, Quinnipiac poll that is not CNN, it's not ABC News, it's not Wall Street Journal, it's not Washington, but Quinnipiac. There is no Quinnipiac network. There is no Quinnipiac newspaper. There is no Quinnipiac anything. You know, they're a polling site. They're a polling company. They're a polling organization. They don't have pundits. Okay? They don't have pundits working for Quinnipiac that discuss the poll. There is no reason for Quinnipiac to be in the bag for the left or for the right. Quinnipiac. There's nothing associated with Quinnipiac that draws ratings. Nothing. And you're talking about a 2-point spread. So you're talking about a spread that it goes in line with what everybody says the legitimate polls are. Nationally, you're looking at 4 or 5. And battleground states, you're looking at close to a tie. Give or take a point either way. Because remember, Obama won Florida by 100,000 plus votes. You know, in those states, Ohio, Pennsylvania, you're only talking about a few 100,000 votes. If you add up all the votes in those battleground states, talking about a couple 100,000 votes that were the deciders. Seriously, if you're looking at Florida, you know, 100,000 plus there, and, you know, Ohio and Pennsylvania, and one state might be 150,000, and another state, you're dealing with probably 500,000 votes total that decided the election. That's it. That's it. So when these poll 12 points for Hillary, 15 points for Hillary, oh my God. No. You're talking about between 2 and 4. So the Quinnipiac poll comes out, and it's 2 points. 42 to 40. Clinton leads with women 50 to 33. But Trump leads with men 47 to 34. And remember, the Wall Street Journal or the ABC News, Washington Post, had Hillary tied. All of a sudden, Hillary's tied. But Quinnipiac has Trump up by, 12, 13 points with men. And when it comes to independents, Trump is ahead slightly, 36 to 34. They say Clinton, in the polls, Clinton is better prepared than Trump to be president by 58 to 33. 53% of the voters to 33% say she is more intelligent. And 46 to 43 say Clinton holds higher moral standards. However, 45 to 37% say Trump is more trustworthy and honest. And 49% compared to Clinton's 43% believe Trump would be a stronger leader. See how these polls are just bizarre? So you have almost 50% of the people, compared to Hillary Clinton's 43%, believe Trump would be a stronger leader. But then you have Clinton being better prepared than Trump, 58 to 33, to be president. So you have better prepared, a stronger leader. See, to me, that's a weird question. So Hillary is better prepared, but Trump would be a stronger leader. So Trump would be a stronger leader who's not prepared? You know? So Hillary would be a more prepared leader, but weak. So Hillary would get into the office and she's more prepared. She's, I got my pen. I got my paper. I got my number 2 pencil. I got my thesaurus. I am prepared. But when she goes to write, the pen crumbles in her weak hand. She can't figure out how to open the thesaurus. I mean, it's bizarre. But Trump, he'll get into the office without any pencils, without any paper. And when it comes time to get tough, he'll just scratch policy on the desk with his fingernails. I mean, it's just, it's bizarre. It's bizarre. I'm not saying this is skewed all. I'm saying how they do the questions. Because really, the questions become narrative fodder. So if you have a poll like this, where you have 2 points that separate the two. You know, you got 2 points that separate the two. And it's not much of a talking point for the libs, for CNN and, you know, NBC and ABC. The talking point they got is, well, overwhelming percentage of the people, like 58%, say Hillary is more prepared to be the president. So let's talk about that, Van Jones. Well, you see, it's like a talking point for the libs, because they'll ignore the trustworthy, and they'll ignore the stronger leader. It's bizarre. And then it goes into better on jobs. So 52-40% Trump would be better creating jobs. 50-45% Clinton would be better handling immigration. 52-39% Trump would be more effective handling ISIS. 51-42% Clinton would be better in responding to an international crisis. 46% would trust Clinton more on sending U.S. troops overseas, while 44% would trust Trump more. 54% of the people trust Clinton to make the right decision regarding nuclear weapons, opposed to 35% for Trump. 46% believe Clinton would do a better job getting things done in Washington to Trump's 43. So again, you get into the nitty-gritty, and I think it's just somebody going, yes, no, yes, no. When can I get off the phone? I gotta get off the phone. Because it says 1,610 people were surveyed via the telephone June 21st to June 27th. Who are you going to vote for? Trump. Who are you going to vote for? Hillary. Who are you going to vote for? Trump. Who are you going to vote? Can we ask you some more questions? Okay, I'm getting ready to go into this massage parlor. Go ahead. You got to be quick. Okay. Who do you think would be a stronger leader? Trump. Who do you think would... Okay, who do you think is better at creating jobs? Trump. Who do you think is better handling immigration? Clinton. Who do you think is better handling ISIS? Trump. It gets to the point where it's like, yes, no. Can I go now, please? Can I go, please? Thank you. Goodbye. I got to go. Bye. Punk. I got to go. Goodbye. Oh, but one more question, sir. Goodbye. I got to go. Bye. 61% of those surveyed said they think the 2016 election caused an increased level of prejudice and hatred in America, according to the poll, which found 61% to blame Trump, while 16% to blame Clinton. I can go into a whole thing on that, which we can't. Blame Trump. I told you. It's when they say blame, you blame because he has created it. He's made people have anger and prejudice. You know, is that what you mean? Or is it like the movie They Live and people have just put on their glasses and realize what the hell's going on? Like I told you, we live in a very fake world. We live in a fake country in the sense that the media puts a message, and as long as you don't get outside of that bubble, you believe whatever that message is. Because when our lives are based around, as far as information goes, television and social media, the newspapers and movies, things of that nature, when our lives and how we get information, entertainment, so forth and so on, are controlled by liberals, and the message that they put out there is a liberal agenda, then you believe that's how hundreds of millions of people in the United States think. And when you get outside of that, when someone comes along and rips down that curtain and exposes exactly who controls the messaging and what they want to do with that messaging and who's part of that messaging and so forth and so on, you then get people to wake up. And it's not a matter of prejudice and hatred. It's a matter of people waking up. And that's what Trump has done. You know, when 35,000 people go to a rally, when 25 people go to an event, when you have Breitbart and other smaller websites going after the liberal messaging and poking holes in their thawed logic and getting that message out there. When you have a network of people via Twitter, and everybody's pulling back these liberal curtains, everybody starts waking up. So we could keep going into this for hours, but let's finish with this poll. So that's the poll. That's the sharp contrast to the ABC Washington Post poll. And of course, everybody is losing their minds. Matter of fact, I think to battle back against this narrative being consumed by the masses, CNN has just released what they're calling the CNN poll of polls. They're releasing a poll of polls. Okay? I know you're saying, what is that? Well, that's their poll of polls, which has Clinton ahead 47-40. So that takes all the polls that have been coming out, including the Quinnipiac poll. And that poll has Clinton ahead 47-40. So that's what we need to be talking about, not Quinnipiac, not Washington Post. So even in that poll, it has Clinton still up by 7. So, nah. They can't handle it, man. They can't handle it. They're losing their minds. They'll spend 3 weeks going after Trump, unloading just arsenal after arsenal. You name it, they unleash it. And a poll comes out that goes, "Ah, Trump and Clinton tied." They're like, "What? No! No!" No! Got to figure Fox News is going to be coming out with a poll soon. If that that Fox News poll comes out and Trump is ahead, oh, forget about it. No! That's the funny thing, you know. As much as everybody says, Fox, they're just so, you know, the media narrative, Fox, they're right-wing propaganda. That really, like, what the hell is the entire media? What is Hollywood? What is the movies? Like I said, Independence Day, you got a woman president. They don't got a guy with, you know, blonde comb over. They don't got him. They got a woman president. But even Fox News, for all of their warts, they don't put out a poll that is so skewed like the Washington Post ABC News poll. You notice that, you know, all their warts, they don't do the stuff that CNN and NBC and ABC and MSNBC, Washington Post, BuzzFeed, they don't do the stuff that all of these left-wing organizations do. They really don't. If they did, they'd be putting out polls that have Trump 10 points up. But they know if they did that, they would get attacked. And everybody would go, "Oh, that's just a right-wing propaganda machine. They are Goebbels. That's ludicrous. That's insane." But when the left does it, everybody takes it as gospel. Nobody says the same thing. You notice that? Why? Because the left controls the media.